This is your school podcast.
Brand new school podcast.
Lindsay Osman here.
This is Emily Schaefer.
Nina Washington.
And I'm Roman Costantino.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So we decided to start a school podcast because we don't have broadcasting or film or really anything, so.
Podcast for the students.
Podcast for the students. All right, Roman. What's up, bud?
Nothing much, just jamming out a little bit, playing some rock and roll tunes.
But, you're in a band.
Yes, I
am.
All right, let's talk about it, man.
It's called Garst.
Okay.
It started at the beginning of this last summer with my friend Casey and I. We got the name Garst from a windbreaker that we found at Thrift World. It said Garst on it, so we're like, hey, Garst. We're just like, hey, that's fine. That's a cool name. And so it was just him and I playing covers and stuff for a while. And then we added a couple new members. And then we started writing music, and now we're playing shows. So we're going to play a show this Saturday, December 16th, at the 402 Arts Collective in Benson. It's on 60th and Maple. It starts at 7. It's free. We're going to be selling t-shirts and music while we're there.
Are you like a jazzy wazzy thing?
It's a jazzy wazzy thing, yeah.
No, really?
No. We call ourselves ambient punk, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah.
But
we're really
Lindsay,
creative
Lindsay
over
doesn't
here.
Know what that means.
I don't know what it means either.
What do you mean?
Let me show you.
Okay.
We're going to be playing this song on Saturday. It's called Glass Door. Makes me sigh. I have no idea. Thanks for having me on this podcast, guys. This is actually our second take of this podcast.
This is about our fifth take.
Yeah. This is our second session. So the first time I was just here to like play a song and then leave, but then they're like, "Hey, do the podcast full time." So now I'm here, part of the good old crew.
We still need like a name though.
Yeah. So
yeah,
how about the Flying Monkeys?
After you like and subscribe, leave a comment down below and see what.
I feel uncomfortable with the Flying Monkeys, so I'm going to have to veto that one.
Yeah, dude, I don't really like that one.
It was just...
Sorry. Those things are so creepy.
Yeah. Biggest fear.
Yeah, veto that.
Flying Monkeys exist?
The Wicked Witch.
Oh,
and the Wizard of Oz.
I consider that a Christmas movie, even though it's not like...
That is not
it's not.
Movie.
No, I mean, like...
Just
because
it's
But it comes
old.
On during the holidays, though.
Just because it's old doesn't mean that it's a Christmas
movie. I'm not saying that's what she's saying.
Old,
it always comes
that's
on
like
during
Christmas.
That's
like saying my grandpa's a Christmas movie, you know?
Just because it's still a movie.
Hi, Grandpa, the movie.
Like, It's a Wonderful Life? Was that supposed to be a Christmas movie, like, originally?
Well,
it's a Wonderful Life?
What's that?
I know it was a flop.
You know how The Sound of Music isn't really a Christmas movie, but it comes
I think
on
it is.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying,
because
it's old.
Yeah, because it feels that way.
Okay,
The Wizard of Oz is definitely
it's a
holiday
classic.
Movie.
I don't...
You have traditions
like the
during the holidays.
Understanding.
Well, it only comes on during...
Like, old movies...
Equal Christmas
movies.
I don't
movies.
Think...
No, because
if they're
I
like
can give
happy
you an old
movie. If they're happy movies.
Give me an old movie and I'll tell you if it's a Christmas movie.
All right. The Cleopatra from the 1930s with Elizabeth Taylor. I mean, the 1960s, sorry. She's
not a Christmas movie because it's literally not a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
But you
just...
Because
it's old.
Just,
wait, what about...
No, you were
Christmas
just
movie.
Giving me an idea on... Like, you just said if it's old, then it's Christmas.
No.
So I gave you... I'm confused.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, just because it's old doesn't mean that it's a
I didn't
movie.
Say that. That wasn't
my was,
argument.
That was my point.
That was Roman's
It was
point.
My point.
Okay.
So he was wrong.
I'll own up to it and say...
So
wrong.
You would agree that that movie is not...
Well, yeah,
Christmas.
I've never seen it before.
What about Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Yeah.
Breakfast
Yay, Christmas!
Tiffany's.
Yeah, no, it's not. So knock it off.
Poor guy.
Also,
this is how Nina is in
mean,
real life.
Look,
she only makes fun of me.
You're in, like, pastel yellow.
I like that yellow.
Pastel yellow? This is actually... This is green, originally.
What?
See the stitching here? It's green.
Oh.
So my shirt here, I'm wearing a Levi's shirt with a breast pocket in it. And you can see on the stitching of the breast pocket that it has... green stitching on it.
It's bright
yellow.
No
yeah, but it's
cares.
Bright yellow. Because I got a stain on it. So I'm like, okay, I'm just
Where's
gonna bleach
the
whole
stain?
Thing. It was
it's
around
gone
here.
Now.
Okay,
he
goodbye.
It was because of the face wash that I was using. Apparently, it had like bleach or something in it.
That's
I washed my
I
face
have
with bleach
on all of my shirts,
and it
and
bleached
then I
just around here.
Anything.
So I just decided.
Time
to
bleach.
Like all of my work shirts, because we have to wear black. They all have bleach on them, and then I'm just like, yay.
Well, where do you work?
I work at Legacy Euros. It's like.
Oh.
Mediterranean.
I heard you're applying to a nursing home.
Yeah, but you gotta keep that on the DL, man.
I didn't hear that you were
Which
doing
nursing
what?
Home?
I don't
Is
even
Is it the one on 132nd Pacific by Sterling Ridge Summer Kitchen?
Huh?
I used to work at Summer Kitchen.
You did?
I work at Summer
That's
Kitchen.
That's really weird.
Flexibility thing. Just
oh, yeah.
Like,
Wait, you
No,
did
I think
fired?
You're just lazy.
I didn't get fired. I quit.
I think you're lazy, Roman. I think you just suck.
I think you're very mean to him.
No, come on, I love you. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we're just going to have to cut out the whole nursing home thing.
No, I think it's fine.
Is it fine?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So, okay. Speaking of fine, Fine is the name of one of the songs that I'm performing on Saturday December 16th at Aroma's Coffee House, a.k.a. the 402 Arts Collective in Benson.
Wait, let me guess. I'm fine, fine, fine. Jazzy-wazzy.
You're just gonna have to find out by going.
Ooh.
Oh, you think?
It's an all-ages show, so you can show up.
It's free, right?
It's free as well.
Oh, boy.
Yep, 7 to 9.
Why aren't you making people pay?
Because the 402 won't let us.
I'm a millionaire! No other reason but that.
Well, and we're giving you the option to buy t-shirts, and we're gonna be having some... little mini records that we're going to be selling to
Can
on
you
CD.
Can you sign some of the t-shirts?
I guess. I don't know why you'd want me to, but I guess I can.
Because you're
It'll
just
be
so
a novelty
cool.
item.
A novelty. It'll be a novelty
kinda
joke.
Kind of like a
you
bobblehead.
Can...
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, what was that song about, anyway?
What?
Yeah, tell us.
Is there a story?
The story is writer's block, pretty much. Not having anything.
Oh,
it's a song about not being able to write a song.
Okay, that's clever because you wrote a song about not being able to write a song.
Yeah, it's
and it's
I've
really
done that
good.
Before.
It is really good.
I was heavily inspired by Tame Impala when I was writing it. So go check out Tame Impala to see where I'm coming from.
Is that some sort of band?
It is a band.
Yeah, we all don't know what that is, but go check
They're
it out.
A band from Melbourne, Australia. Ooh. Tame Impala.
I feel like
Very
you
good stuff.
Listen to a lot of that. Stuff.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I mean, you know.
It's fine.
Okay. Is this like your first big performance?
Well, with this band, yes.
Gig.
First gig. This
hey,
is what
Roman,
you called in the band world.
Hey, do you think I could be a part of your band?
What do you play?
Background vocals, Nina.
Background vocals.
Like,
okay.
No, I'm serious. Like, what if I just decided to just do that?
We'd have to practice ahead of time, I think.
Okay. Okay. Guys, I think I'm in.
I think you're in!
It's that easy.
It's really catchy.
I know, it's really catchy.
It's stuck in my head.
Thanks a lot. You know what?
Yeah,
never
I'm
mind.
Sorry. You gotta have like one of those counter earworm things. Like you listen to a song and you have it stuck in your head. So you listen to another song to get that the other song stuck.
So how do you write songs together? Like, is it like one
of
you is like, I have an idea, and then you build off of that? Or do you all like pick names out of a hat or something?
I mean, it's kind of different with every song, just because. Well, that song I wrote, that was. Me.
So if, like, your friend Casey, if he's like, man, Roman, I'm just really feeling sad. And then he'll just write, and then you'll be like,
yeah.
Oh, you know what?
You'll build off of it
or
something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Like, yeah, it just depends on the song. Like, some of them, our drummer wrote on guitar, and so he just found a riff on guitar and then played that, and then we just built a song after it. And then other songs... other members just bring in completed and we just kind of play it. So
where'd you find the members?
Casey, I've been going to school with him. I went to school with him 6th grade through 8th grade. And then we've just been playing in bands ever since.
Where'd you go to middle school?
At Westside Middle School.
Ha ha.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it's not Millard.
Ha.
It's too bad. Too bad it's not Millard. And then our drummer, Cannon Dunwoody.
Cannon?
Yep.
Wait,
Cannon
that's cool.
Dunwoody.
Cannon.
His name's Cannon Dunwoody. Yeah. Coolest man alive, in my opinion. He got kicked out of his homecoming for crowd surfing. So.
What a guy.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know. And one time he bit a french fry, and it broke his tooth off.
What? I can't.
So
no,
there's actually
no,
a picture
gonna.
Somewhere on I think there's a picture on Garst's Instagram, at Garstco. That's GARSTCO.
Stop.
And there's a picture of his chipped tooth. And I think he tried to super glue it in place one time,
no.
And it didn't work. It worked for a couple weeks, and then it fell
Ew.
Off. Yeah, he's something else. And then the bass player Joe is Cannon's friend from Benson High School.
But you don't like Joe.
Oh no, he's the newest member. He's really cool.
I feel like
he's
you
a
need...
hockey dude. He likes hockey.
Oh, I feel like you need a Joe in a band, like
Joe,
hey,
the bass player.
Hey Joe,
average
Joe. Joe over here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, just
yeah,
your
I'm
average
so,
Joe.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah.
Just your average Joe.
Yeah, as a bass player, he's not supposed to stand out. He's supposed to blend into the background, so...
Well, that's not
naturally,
nice.
Naturally, being named...
Jeez.
The way you said that was very entitled.
I'm kidding. But the name Joe just fits for that role, I guess. Okay. But he's a rambunctious fellow, so...
Rambunctious?
His name doesn't fit with his personality, because he's a crazy, crazy guy.
Hmm.
But, yeah, that's the whole band, all four of us.
Cool.
So check us out. We're gonna have stuff on Bandcamp. We have We recorded a few songs last month, I think. And we're going to put those up on Bandcamp and YouTube and all that stuff. So, yeah, just keep an eye out, I guess.
Nah. So,
that's the end of that plug. That's the end of the plug. We're gonna continue with...
Guys, it's almost Christmas.
It is almost Christmas.
Hold on.
Christmas. It's like 40 degrees
out. It's really warm.
No, it's global
yesterday
warming.
Yesterday was so
I'm
windy.
You, it's global warm. Just because it's windy doesn't mean that it's Christmas time. This is just like the just because it's cold.
Yeah, just
because
the movie thing.
No, the wind is making it cold. Yesterday was
oh the wind chill. You mean the wind chill?
Yeah, the wind chill.
Uh-huh. Sorry, I need technical terms.
This isn't a weather podcast.
Well, it is when there's global warming, Lindsay.
Oh, okay.
Global warming doesn't take a holiday.
Global warming is real.
I believe so as well.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really feel like Christmas. The only thing that makes it feel like Christmas is all the decorations that I see around.
Oh, and yeah.
Those just kind of look out of place.
I've seen those. Have you seen those new, like, projector Christmas lights?
Yeah.
Like those are nice.
They're cool, but I don't know. I like the old ones.
I can't do the Christmas lights because I'd be that person that would leave them up until April. So.
I do that in my room.
No, come on, I have
Christmas lights up in my room,
me
and
too.
I just kept them there.
I did that in ninth grade.
You just had an addition to that collection.
I did. I finished my room. My mom brought the Christmas lights from storage, and she said,
Hey, here
are the rest of the lights if you want to finish that. And I said, yes, please, and I hung them up.
Nice. That sounds like a time.
Yep, and then I thought I broke my toe, but it was fine. I fell off of the stepladder, and my foot, I tripped, and the toes underneath my foot went underneath of my foot when
like,
I stepped down on the ground.
Chinese shoe binding style.
I don't know.
Have you never heard of that?
Yes,
oh,
I've heard
they,
of it.
Wait,
it's
the
they,
way
like,
to make them smaller?
The women
yeah,
like
to, like,
oh, yeah.
To like make
small.
Them triangles.
But that was,
it's really
no, not triangles.
Really
just to make
up.
Them smaller because
yeah.
they
but
wanted small feet.
They end up
yeah.
looking like triangles.
I mean,
yeah, it's
it
really,
actually was nothing
really
like
not
that,
right.
but if you want to compare it
yeah,
to
yeah, let's
that,
say
then
it's
sure.
triangles.
I don't know. I just figured, like, shape. I don't know. Christmas time is here. I should put some of those projector lights up in my room. That way
that
I never have to sleep ever again.
I feel like that would be...
What a random time
really
to put on
idea.
Chapstick.
What? I just have to put on chapstick.
Why?
Because I look like that elementary school kid who never wears chapstick.
Cut that out.
Cut that out, yeah. Cut that out, please.
Cut that out.
But yeah, I'm gonna put one of those projectors up in my room. You know, my neighbors... They have some of those things, and they're just terrible at aiming them. So they go straight into the window. They go straight into my window at night.
My family has one that goes straight into my window, and I can see it. I
can't relate to this problem.
Dude, holly jolly sleeping. That's all I have.
Holly jolly sleeping.
That's how Saint Nick gets into your house, through the projectors.
I just want eggnog.
Eggnog is
I've never
very
had
good.
It and I hate it.
Never
no,
had
never
it.
Had it and you hate it.
Yeah.
That makes
that no sense.
That's like the logic that I had as a kid when I didn't like any food.
I
or
like
vegetables.
All
yeah.
Okay, seriously though, please, will you just try a glass
is it
of
that
eggnog?
Alcoholic?
Next podcast
what?
We have.
No,
it's
have
not alcoholic at
mean,
all.
No. You can.
Well,
you
like,
can get it.
What is
yeah.
this?
Alcoholic.
It's no longer a Christmas tradition though. They have Halloween eggnog. They have.
I know it's orange
have,
during Halloween time. It's so gross.
No, it's not orange. It's
it
just
is
the,
orange.
The
you can buy orange.
Yeah, you
flavored.
Can buy.
No, you cannot.
Eggnog.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
no,
sure
I've
it's orange
it.
Though.
I swear I've seen it before.
That's kind of nasty.
It's an.
Either way.
Like a carton,
yeah.
but like it's not, the liquid itself is not orange.
I swear I've seen it orange flavored before.
Well, I've seen banana milk, so that's disgusting.
Banana
I've seen
milk?
Root beer
Don't you
milk.
Love bananas, Nina?
I've
yeah,
seen,
but that's nasty. It tastes like that Laffy Taffy stuff.
Laffy Taffy bananas.
Girl, shake that Laffy Taffy.
What are those things called by Hostess that are,
Ho-Hos.
No.
Twinkies?
Twinkie, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen those Shrek Twinkies?
Ew!
Shrek
And that has
oh.
the
They're making
filling.
A Shrek 5.
No,
yeah.
they are not.
Yes,
yes
they
are.
Wait,
they're
1111.
Shrek
I love Shrek.
5.
Please.
I don't know. It's still in the works, I think.
Is it still in the running?
I thought that was. I thought the last one was like.
Forever.
The end. Yeah. No, because what was
Shrek Forever?
They should have ended it on the third one.
Didn't they rename it? Like it was like.
If forever, it had the
Shrek
one with
Forever After. Or something. But then
who
they,
was
like,
the villain in that?
Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
I like the one where there's Artie, King Artie.
Oh, that's Shrek 2. That's played
Shrek
2
is the best one.
Justin Timberlake, I think.
I have a good
question. Oh, yeah.
What?
I've never seen any other Shrek movie except for the first one. All the way through.
The second Shrek's
for
the best
shame.
Shrek.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
shame.
But also, though, I've never seen Harry Potter.
I've never seen Harry Potter.
Lord of the Rings.
Nope. Same.
Yeah.
I've
Where
seen
have you
bits
guys
and
been?
Pieces of every one.
It's just.
But I've never, like,
overrated.
Watched
you guys are too caught up in the old Christmas movies.
If everyone keeps talking about it, then I don't really want to. Go see it. I don't know. It's just
a
like,
you're
go
too much
watch Harry Potter! And
go
like,
watch Stranger Things.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Stranger
Everyone screams
things,
about Stranger Things.
I watched the first season. I mean, it's good. It's just like, I kind of just lost interest.
I see.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I have a carabiner on my ear right now.
I'm not.
And I'm going to see how long I can keep it there without being hurt. This just in, another one is being added to my ear as we speak. Ow.
Okay, well, I think this would be a good stopping
Definitely
point, because I
here,
don't
yeah.
want you to scream.
Yep, that
So,
really
next
nice.
Time, we're going to have a name, I think, right?
We'll think of
we'll
names.
Probably
yeah,
put
we'll
probably put
this
We'll
have a pool
name.
Of names, and we'll pick one during
this
the podcast.
This is kind of
yep.
a pilot, so, you know.
Stay looking at the Common Sense Twitter page. We'll have a voting on the name. So vote.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I think this was a good run. What do you think, Roman?
I think this was great. Yeah.
Do you want to...
The Carabiners are still on my ears.
Do you
want to
play
just...
the guitar so we can, like, have music on a...
Yeah.
Okay.